It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about this?
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. During the first hour, we'll be performing the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host Rob Regish in just a moment, where he answers your questions about training, nutrition, supplementation, and more. Then we're going to do our second installment of Ketogenic Diet and Cancer. We talked to Phil James at the top of the second hour. So without further ado, let me run Rob's music. Oh, that's not Rob's music. Come on, Carl, get with the program.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, sorry about the glitch there, buddy.
That's all right.
So,
good to hear your voice.
Yeah, so we started doing a series yesterday. We have our second installment today, and we're going to have more installments. They're not going to be every day. This just worked out this way. About the ketogenic diet and cancer. Because everybody out there is discussing the science behind keto. In the meantime, people are quietly saving their own lives. And every time we talk about the keto diet and cancer, somebody inevitably comes forward and says, well, not all cancers are glucose dependent. Well, the flip side to that statement is a lot of cancers are glucose dependent.
Right.
You know, it's like, so I figured, you know, I'm going to do about 50 interviews from now through the end of the year of people who have saved their own lives from a variety of different cancers using a therapeutic dietary approach like the ketogenic diet, and string those all together and say, okay, you guys can debate the science from now until the cows come home. These people don't have the luxury of time and they save their own lives. So, you know, let's start focusing on the diet and less on the minutiae that divides the science community. So I'm excited about this.
You know, that's something that, like you said, you know, you just don't hear. And kudos to you for getting the word out.
Yeah, you do hear it a little bit, but it's not to the degree where people really know what's going on. And, you know, I know you're going to be talking a little bit about keto today, too, indirectly, because you're going to be talking about Morrow's diet. And he's really the guy who started the whole keto movement 35 years ago, which is really funny.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get off. Do you have anything you want to announce before we get started, Rob?
Just that I closed on a condo with my girl, so hopefully the end of the month we're gonna, and we get to bring our two dogs, 11 and 13 years old. We got an exception made.
Okay, and then we got to tell this story now that you just reminded me. So you got a 13-year-old dog that had the body was loaded with cysts, right?
Yeah, these like fatty cysts all over him, and you know, obviously 13 years old, he's in rough shape. Well, my girl switched him to a grain-free diet, fiber-free, and wouldn't you know it, he recently got shaved down, and almost every single one of those cysts is gone.
This and the idea that there's corn and grain and soy in dog food is just stupid. I have a meme out there, a meme, however you guys say it, that says no farmer has ever complained that all the wild dogs ate all of his grain in his fields.
Yeah.
And that's because dogs don't eat grain. And the idea that these dog food manufacturers put that crap in there, no wonder why these dogs are having seizures, autoimmune-like disorders, like just like human beings.
So, not the first time I've seen that in a dog either. I mean, hopefully it won't be the last.
So let's get started. Clyde Tisdale sent us a question. Next week, ask Rob what his take on vegan product supplements. I'm seeing a plethora of vegan product supplements everywhere. Has Rob experimented with vegan protein sups versus whey protein sups? And does he think someone can build a strong body on it? Mike Mahler, as I remember, used to come on Carl's show and has been a vegan for a long time and has done quite well on the vegan diet. Although I remember Mike stating he has to eat a lot to maintain a decent size.
Yeah, you know, vegan products have been on the market for some time now, but they're experiencing some renewed popularity due to the price of milk protein skyrocketing. Now, I can't honestly tell you that I've used these plant proteins exclusively. I have experimented with a few, and for the record, I do think vegan bodybuilders can be successful. Now, if memory serves, Bill Pearl was one such example. He was lacto-ovo, though, which means he ate eggs. So not vegan entirely in the strictest sense.
Well, he was lacto-ovo or ovo? Because lacto-ovo means he also used dairy.
Lacto-ovo.
So he was either an ovo vegetarian, a lacto vegetarian, or a lacto-ovo vegetarian.
Yeah, I get them mixed up. You know, the point is he was eating eggs on, you know, on top of it. Might have made the difference.
Yeah, but, and I believe it probably did. Eggs definitely make a difference.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, at issue here is the incomplete amino acid profile of most plant proteins. So typically, they're lacking in one or two key amino acids, and consequently, their biological value is lower. It's usually in the 60s to 70s, depending upon which source, compared to 100 for a whole egg. That would be the yolk and the whites. Now, that doesn't mean they can't be tweaked to be excellent products, though. For example, when you take wheat protein and you enrich it with some extra leucine, it builds muscle as good as whey does. Taste and texture of plant protein, of course, is also an issue.
Yeah.
As the consumers used to the easier flavored milk protein, soy, for example, is grainy as hell. I can't stand it. The same can be said of pea protein. I can't say, as I've tried hemp yet, but I'm told, obviously, it has a hemp, strong hemp smell and texture to it. Although seemingly trivial, those things matter to consumers. So if something tastes bad, they won't use it consistently. Now, note the difference between not using it at all and consistently. Nobody really knows how good OKG could have been, because you needed 10 grams of the stuff in the morning, and it tasted like battery acid. So people tried it once and said, you know, the hell with it. The biggest lesson we can learn from vegans, I think, is to combine our proteins. Now, they do so to complete the amino acid profile, but there are other reasons to do it. Whey, for example. Whey is a great protein, right? But it pales in comparison to a whey and casein mix. Let's call it a meal of beef and fish brings with it benefits way beyond beef alone. You know, you'll also find you can eat more total protein that way, as too much red meat or anything gets real unappealing after you've consumed a lot of it. It's nature's way of getting you to get what you need from other foods. And if you think about it, keep from overdosing on eating just one source. So those are some things to think about before sitting down to your next meal. I do think vegans can bodybuild successfully. It just takes a little more effort.
Tommy D says, hey, Coach, what's your 2 cc's on ketone supplements and MCT on low-carb days? Is there really a difference between using these ketone subs versus MCT oil, or do you just stick to coconut oil? The ketone subs seem like they're expensive hype to me. What do you think? P.S. That tranquilogen cimetidine chaser you provided really magnified, prolonged effects of mile-high kratoms considerably. Your advice on subs training has been big-time helpful to a huge hats off to you, Coach Tommy.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, I'm going to assume what he's referencing are those new instant ketosis products that Pat Arnold recently rolled out.
Well, and there's more companies, but yeah, that's, and I'm actually using them. So, go ahead. I'm interested to hear your opinion.
Well, I'm going to be completely honest. I haven't used them yet. You know, apparently ingestion of Keto Force and like products is going to raise the level of ketones for 2.5 to 3 hours after ingestion. Now, when they're taken 15 minutes before exercise, it's been shown to decrease the amount of oxygen consumed at any given power output. So the first application, then, is as a performance enhancer. If you read further in the suggested use and what guys are using it for, they recommend that it be consumed during the initial stages of a ketogenic diet, right? Maybe 3 times a day for the first 2 to 3 days.
Help you, and it'll help you bridge by the time your body starts producing ketones so you're not suffering.
Yeah, yeah. Now, it can be consumed once a day, once ketosis has been established, to help for maintenance. So our next application here is hastening ketosis. So if you use the anabolic diet as an example, which is a CKD, typically it takes people almost 3 days to make the metabolic switch from burning sugar to burning fat for fuel, and it ain't pleasant. Theoretically, then, people using it in this fashion can be in ketosis 5 days a week versus 3 or 4. Now, I understand PA developed that for the military and then realized its sports-specific applications. In all candor, I'm not sure how much it increases your high-intensity exercise or if that registers or matters to most lifters. Cyclists and other athletes, sure, you know, but our ilk is more interested usually in putting up more weight. The prospect of burning more fat during the week is alluring, though, albeit expensive.
Let's address a couple things. I've actually been using ketone supplements for some time, and I've just gotten back on them. I'm experimenting with the Keto OS because who knew that they were based here in Louisville, Kentucky? Here's the nice thing about ketone supplements. They make your fasting easy. If your goal is to fast, to eat less calories, having ketones in the bloodstream, which easily pass the blood-brain barrier, tell the brain everything is cool, we don't need food, and it actually makes your hunger go away completely.
Wow.
Number one. Number two, if you're training fasted, are you really training fasted if you take a ketone supplement? Some people say yes, some people say no. But the bottom line is, if you are not ingesting calories and you take a ketone supplement, you will be able to train as hard and as long as if you had a meal earlier in the day. So it definitely makes fasted training a lot easier as well. So they have their place. There's no doubt about it. But you know what? I use MCT oil, I use MCT powder, I use coconut oil. I use all these things along with my ketone supplements. The beauty of the ketone supplements is the butyrate hits the bloodstream quickly. You have to wait for the MCT oils to do their thing first before they're going to produce ketones in the body. So they kind of add a tail. If you take them together, you'll have, instead of 2 or 3 hours of ketones, you'll have 6 to 8 hours of ketones. You will not be hungry.
Yeah. And you know what? At least in the original anabolic diet, I want to say Morrow recommended against MCTs.
Well, think about it. So if you're taking an exogenous form of ketones, then that means your body doesn't have to build ketones, which means your body is not going to utilize fatty acids, which
right.
means your body is not going to burn fat. So
right.
if your goal is exclusively to burn fat, then you don't want to use ketone supplements. But the caveat there is this. You can use a ketone supplement to keep yourself, to have high levels of ketones in and around different times of the day while you're fasting. So you will still burn fat, but you'll also function optimally as opposed to maybe at a lower level because your body just isn't producing ketones fast enough.
Yep, you got it.
So there is a place for them. There's no doubt about it.
Let's
do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we have a question from Tom Cox. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Go there today. Be stronger tomorrow. We'll be right back.
This is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit Coach Rob Regis or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. We have a question from Tom Cox. He says, hey, Rob, so I got my transdermal DHEA results back for 6 weeks, and it's gone from 400 nanograms a deciliter, or decaliter, to 560 nanograms a deciliter, which is an increase, but I'm nowhere near optimal yet. But will it continue to increase over the next 6 weeks, or should I up the dosage? What does he think optimal is? That sounds pretty high to me.
Well, you know, on a scale of 300 to 1,000, my range for optimal is 750.
Wait a minute. Are we talking about nanograms a deciliter or micrograms a deciliter?
Nanograms per deciliter.
Because I've always understood the upper limits to be 600. Uh-huh. I guess it depends on the assay also. It depends on who the lab assay is from.
Yeah. Well, let's put it this way. The upper third of the quadrant, or upper fourth, of the quadrant. You know, I've been working with Tom extensively since the release of 4.0. He's already run two cycles of it, and I could go on and on about his drug-like results, but most people wouldn't believe it. Suffice it to say that training template for 4.0 is extremely intense. So you have to pull out all the stops insofar as rest, diet, and optimizing hormone levels. So it's the latter that we're going to discuss here. I've recommended transdermal DHEA for several years now. Unlike its oral application, trans-DHEA does boost test, and that's due to the fact that the skin contains enzymes that preferentially convert DHEA to test. And while Tom's numbers may not be dramatic, there are ways to boost it even further. The first strategy involves spreading it over a wider surface area.
Wait a minute. Am I understanding? So is his testosterone 400 nanograms or is his DHEA sulfate 400 nanograms?
No, testosterone.
I thought he was talking about his DHEAS numbers of 560. I was going to say that's kind of high. Yeah, testosterone. I got it. Excuse my previous comment. There.
No, that's okay. So, dispersing it over or rubbing it over a wider surface area on your body is referred to as flux in the literature. So simply increasing the surface area is going to result in a slight boost. So keep that in mind when you're applying. Now, next, we want to up the amount of DHEA we're using. Now, I'm not sure how much he's getting every day. He didn't say. But, and this is just me, I would double it and rerun labs in a month. It's not like DHEA is toxic, so your body's going to convert so much of it to test, you're going to see side effects. It does seem logical to me that the more DHEA and raw materials coming through the skin, the more the body will convert to test. Of course, there are limits to everything. Adding half as much pregnenolone and trans-resveratrol would be a finishing touch. Although it drives up the cost of the homebrew, all things considered, I do think trans-DHEA is the king of legal over-the-counter test boosters. So I hope that helps. It really is, especially when you make one yourself at home. It's very economical.
The only caveat I would say is that you probably want to watch your blood sugar too, because as DHEA levels go up, so does insulin. So you want to make sure that insulin and DHEA have a relationship. And so I would just be careful. I would watch my blood sugar if you're going to double that dose. Just check your morning blood sugar. Make sure it's not getting high. That's all I would say. Seth Flanders says, you've talked about pulling a sled for recovery. I'd like to know whether the Prowler version would be the preferred option, and I'm torn between both. Also, once I get it, how many drags with it and how much weight, etc. I'm reading all sorts of opinions and would like yours.
Well, but you know, first things first, both the sled and the Prowler are terrific tools. But if I had to pick one, it would be the Prowler. Basically, the Prowler is a bigger sled with handles on it at various heights, which, unlike the sled alone, allows you to push, which you can't do, right, with the sled. So you can push and pull with the Prowler. That's one advantage. Beyond that, there are infinite ways to use the thing. Now, you can really load it up and push heavy for 120 feet or so, then turn around and drag it backwards, back and forth, back and forth. It doesn't take long before you're breathing like a locomotive. Now, another variation is sprinting with it. You know, and there, I loaded up with, say, 150 pounds, and I sprint with it about 100 feet, turn around and immediately sprint back, you know, back and forth, back and forth. I keep it to 5 trips which doesn't sound like a lot, but my God, if you get the weight right, it's hell on earth. Another variation is to load it with, say, 100 pounds and then do suicides with it. The Prowler's got two sets of handles on it, at least most models, two taller vertical poles and the dreaded low handles on the other end. You know, picture doing a bear crawl but pushing the sled. You know, sprint 10 yards, jump the sled and push back. Sprint 20 yards, jump the sled and push back. The insanity goes on until the last man standing, which isn't always the case. Because after a drill like this, I've seen everybody lying on the ground gasping for air. You know, like any exercise, you can take it too far. But there's so much upside versus traditional cardio, it's not even funny. They've done EMG studies showing pushing a sled activates the calves and quads more so than squatting.
Wow.
So since the Prowler is all concentric work, you win again by recovering faster from it. And the wind it gives you is you really got to experience it to appreciate it. Builds a tremendous amount of aerobic and anaerobic power and endurance, which is exactly what you want. Now, as an aside, this is where you will really see the supplement beta-alanine shine, because dragging the sled backwards is a hell of a quadriceps burn. This is just an example. You can do it with other muscle groups. But anybody that's ever dragged a sled backwards knows the quads catch on fire quickly. It's enough, in some cases, to keep you from completing your target drags. Not so when I'm taking beta-alanine. It just greatly delays the buildup and severity of lactic acid accumulating in the muscle. So give that a shot, Seth. Spring for a Prowler, and you will not regret it.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, excuse me. Wow, I'm sorry about that. Scott Farnsworth has a question for Coach Rob Regish. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's GETKARBOLIN.com/CARBGUIDE.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
I only smoke weed when I need to. I do not smoke it when I don't need to. Just want to be clear about that.
Just don't inhale.
You know, I just can't wait for them to legalize weed because the whole thing is just nonsense.
Anyway.
Hey, Rob, Scott Farnsworth says, a longtime listener, first time asking a question. Do you have any insight into injuries and how best to deal with them? Yes, don't get them. I'm talking about the smaller stuff. Like the things that you call niggling little injuries. It would seem if they are small, they're also easier to fix?
Yeah, you know what? This is an interesting question. And most of the audience probably understands what he's saying. Anyone who trains hard has hurt something. And if you haven't, it's probably just a matter of time. So let's take my lower back injury, for example. That'll give us a good idea of what we're talking about. Around the age of 19 or 20, I was stupidly supersetting squats and deadlifts.
Why is that stupid?
Well, by the time...
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
For the first time...
I feel insulted. I've done this... Okay, go ahead. I do know I'm stupid, so it's okay, you know.
For the first time in my life, I'll tell you why later, I felt something in my lower back, and I knew it wasn't good. Since I'd never been hurt before, though, I just figured it would pass. Well, it didn't. You know, weeks turned into months, and I couldn't squat, couldn't deadlift, and was miserable. Then I discovered chiropractic. I got adjusted, and the pain vanished, right? Boom. I was back in business, and I won my first meet, the 1990 APA New England Open Junior Division. Total 1370, which is no world record.
That's awesome.
Yeah, not too shabby for your first meet, right?
Yeah.
So over the ensuing years, I would re-injure my back pretty much in the same place. But again, it would quickly rebound after being treated. The cycle then was an injury, an adjustment, heavy training again, and that just repeated itself over and over through my 20s and 30s. You know, I was no longer competing, but I was still training heavy into my 30s. I can remember nailing a 405 low box squat with no belt, no wraps, no nothing, just me and the bar. But as soon as I turned 40... things were a lot different. Just getting out of bed in the morning, I was a little stiff in the lower back area. Now, sure, it got better the more I moved around, but the fact remains, you know, it's compromised. The question is why? And the answer, I think, has to do with scar tissue from repeated injury secondary to heavy training loads, and always training heavy, by the way, which was another mistake. You keep grinding away at a vertebrae, a joint, a tendon, or ligament, sometimes all four, and your body's going to protest. The solution is working, is what you pointed out originally, not getting injured. That's the best solution.
Yeah.
But also, working the muscle via less traumatic exercises. You know, joint mobility drills and throwing every effective injury treatment at it that you can. Now, I found high-dose fish oil, Cesis, curcumin, and kratom are all effective. Now, more aggressive interventions include things like BPC 157, which I learned from this show, TB500, and growth hormone-releasing peptides. You know, now, I suppose DECA and GH as well, although I haven't tried those yet. If it's tendonitis you're struggling with, it may be worth going under the knife to dig out the scar tissue. You know, that stuff can be broken up, yeah, but for most people, it's just not going away. So give that a shot, Scott. One or all of those should help, but to your point, Carl, not getting injured is the best.
Yeah, but that's hard if you're training hard. You know, I mean, I got a buddy of mine who made a comment that, you know, he's a big partier, a big drinker, and he said, you know, his goal is to squeeze every bit out of life and not leave a beautiful corpse, and slide into the coffin, into the grave sideways, you know, blah, blah, blah. I just think it's funny because there are people out there who think that hard partying and hard drinking and staying up all night long and partying, that's the way to exploit the human condition. And then there's those of us who think that going into the gym and pushing your body to superhuman extremes. I mean, I know that when I die, there's going to be a lot of broken stuff in my body because it's already mounting. So, you know, if you're training hard, you got to get used to it. I have pain in my legs all the time. And the only areas that I don't have pain in my legs are numb. That's not good. So I'm not suggesting that people should train until they hurt themselves, but, you know, if you're pushing your body, you're going to hurt yourself. All right.
Is that from a disc injury?
I'm working on it. I'll have a prognosis in a month. If what I'm doing right now seems to be working, it's not my lumbar spine after all.
All right.
It's my gut. Not going to believe it. Okay. Matthew Lawrence. Hey, mate, I'm wondering how to get ecdysterone down here in Australia. I don't see it anywhere. And not sure what the situation is. Is it effective, and will I see results on 200 milligrams a day? Not if it's bunk.
You know, Australia is one of those countries with draconian customs. And if you consult the import alert list, in fact, you will see that, yes, ECDI is illegal. It's illegal and banned from import. So that's why you're not seeing it for sale anywhere. Having said that, plenty of ECDI gets in the country. How? It's usually listed on the label as its botanical name in the ingredient panel, right? Ecdysterone, 20-hydroxyecdysterone, terkesterone, etc., those are banned. But by way of example, Ajuga turkestanica, which is source material for terkesterone, is not. Most customs folks aren't aware of that nuance. They're just looking for ECDI or terkesterone on the label. Will you see results from 200 milligrams a day? That's entirely dependent on the quality of material.
If it's real.
Right. You know, something that's real with active ingredients? Yeah. No active ingredients, no effect. Or 200 milligrams a day of 20-hydroxyecdysterone isn't going to do jack, in my opinion, especially if it's sourced from Cyanotis vaga. Now, 200 milligrams a day of mixed ecdysterones from the right source, plus having all the other necessary ingredients in circulation, will. So you know, so much so, you will question what's really in it. Now, adding ECTI to your program shouldn't be this haphazard exercise. It's not as if this is an anabolic steroid, which goes through all of the machinations where it docks at the receptor and increases protein synthesis and does all sorts of different wonderful things. Instead, ECTI is theorized to work through other mechanisms, which are still being worked out, but recent research is revealing more and more clues, and two of those studies have appeared recently on subversity.com and pretty thoroughly analyzed by Adele Musa. Ironically, one of those pathways seems to be via the estrogen receptor. So you can imagine why people were never looking there, you know, but it doesn't change one undeniable fact. Yeah, it improves protein synthesis, just not through the typical or accepted mechanisms. Will you see Dianabol results? No. Will you recover faster from your workouts? Yes, absolutely. 20 pounds on the scale after 8 weeks? No. 5 to 8? Quite possible. Will you notice a difference when coming off? You should. If you don't, you've probably got a bunk product. The final point I'll make is this. I'm not a fan of standalone ECTI products, most of them anyway. Given the decades of research and tinkering that I've done with this compound, I do feel strongly that other things, namely amino acids, need to be in circulation at the precise time ECTI is, given it's got a relatively short half-life. Okay? That's just one example. There are other ingredients that unlock its benefits, you know, which span the gamut from protein synthesis to wound healing to glucose disposal. Here's the bottom line. Just make sure your ECTI product doesn't have ECTI on the label. It's quality, and you will get it past customs.
We're going to have to skip the next question and take our break now and come back for the Blueprint Power Hour, I mean the tip of the day, or do you want to try to do the next question?
No, we'll reserve it for let's just go to the tip of the day.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got the Blueprint Tip of the Day. Stay tuned.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
100% avian eggshell membrane and sternum cartilage TendoGuard is a proprietary patented dietary supplement formula containing a perfect balance of collagen type 1, type 2, type 5, type 10, hyaluronic acid, chondroitin sulfate, and mucopolysaccharides. TendoGuard naturally contains anti-inflammatory and antibacterial compounds to support tendon recovery and to maintain healthy and strong mechanical properties of tendons, bones, and joint functions.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the TendoGuard banner ad. Use coupon code TendoGuard for 15% off today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
It's day and night, day and night. It's day and night, day and night.
Welcome back.
Day and night, day and night.
The blueprint tip of the day, much awaited for. What is it, Rob?
The tip of the day is my boldest claim yet, and this is going to raise some eyebrows, but take it for what it's worth. It is rare that I devote a tip of the day to one of my products, but recent goings-on with the new version of Synthogen warrant it. Synthogen X2 has been out now for just a few weeks, but the feedback is already pouring in, and as I expected, it's outstanding, so outstanding. I feel it necessary to make a bold claim. This is a huge statement, but I will stake my reputation on it. Synthogen X2 will recover you faster than most anabolic steroids. What you just heard, I'm sure you're rolling your eyes at. It's reminiscent of
Bill Phillips.
Bill Phillips, HMB.
It's like Deca.
It was like Deca,
yeah.
Right? And that ultimately doomed his magazine. Well, this has the potential to doom the Power Hour, so believe me when I tell you, it won't. Unlike that statement, feels like Deca. What I just claimed is the truth. Now, how can I make that kind of claim? More than a few people that I have corresponded with have shared their experiences with me. These people have been using various anabolic steroids, then added X2 to the mix and were blown away how fast they recovered from their training sessions. Now, bear in mind, these guys have been on the gas for a while, so they're tearing it up in the gym, and they're well-versed.
Yeah, they're not newbies. I know one of them that he's talking about, and we're going to let him remain nameless.
Right.
These are not newbies. These are people that have been training for 15, 20 years.
No. And I'll take each one individually now. It'll give you some perspective on what we're dealing with. Dave Reynolds, not his real name, is a law enforcement officer on the West Coast. Upon getting his hands on the first generation Synthogen, he flipped me this email, and this is when I knew we had something. He said, "How'd you do it? Never used anything except Deca and Anadrol that made such a difference in how I feel related to the recovery process. Can I buy stock in it? Congrats." Mike Berard never used the original, but he sprang for X2 when it debuted a few weeks back. He's been on 200 milligrams of test sip and 200 milligrams of DECA a week for the past 12 weeks. After using X2 for a grand total of 3 training sessions, he had this to say to me. He says, "I'm not sure what's in this stuff, but I feel bulletproof after using it. I've even tried to get sore, and the most I feel is tight the next day. Congrats on a terrific product." Now, I'm sure there are those of you that are thinking that, and rightfully so, that these are people who have been using black market stuff. So it's possible then that they're using bunk or underdose stuff. All right, you know, I suppose that's a possibility, but it doesn't explain the feedback from guys on pure pharmaceutical-grade drugs that they are getting from their doctors. A good friend of mine is on 700 milligrams a week of Tefcep, plus 200 milligrams a week of Deca and Anavar. All of those, right, came from a lab, you know, and are the real deal. He thinks so much of X2, he ordered 3 cases. That's right. 3 cases of the stuff. I have been on air for close to 5 years, and that's only because listeners know I tell it like it is, and they trust me. I also have an army of guys who look to me to steer them in the right direction. If I'm wrong, or even exaggerating, especially about one of my products, it's my reputation and lost money out the door. In a few weeks, I'm going to give SHR listeners a unique opportunity to put this to the test. You can make up your own mind as to how truthful I'm being. So I would just ask that you stay tuned. For everyone that's ever wanted to try Synthogen, especially X2, I've got something special for you coming up shortly.
I'm actually going to take a shot. I used it when it first came out, and quite frankly, I just don't recall anything about that period of my training.
Yep.
But I told Rob during the break, I guess I got to get on it. I have to try it because I'm using a pretty high dose of testosterone right now, and
right.
I'm not sleeping well, which is a problem right now. But I definitely need something to help me recover faster.
This will do it for you. And like I said, you know, people tune in every week because they know that I speak the truth. They won't tune in if this is an exaggeration,
right.
And it's not. I myself have been on some pretty high doses of test sip, and back in the day, methyl 1 testosterone, right, which was legal. It was also the single most potent oral anabolic agent, I think, put on the market. Methyltrienolone might have been more so. But the point being, neither one of those two accelerated recovery from a training session like Synthogen does. Here's my biggest obstacle. It's an expensive product, which people are reluctant to take a flyer on a bottle, right? Because if it doesn't work for them, then they'd be out all that money, which really that isn't true because we have a money-back guarantee that we stand behind. But be that as it may, that is my single biggest hurdle to getting people to try it. Once they do try it, the pattern is very simple. They call back for a twin pack.
Yeah. Hey, I was going to buy it today, and Rob said, no, wait till next week when we have the 15% off sale.
Like,
okay, I can do that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's coming. It will be August 1st. if I'm not mistaken. I'll firm up those details, but it's going to be an exclusive for SHR listeners only, and I would love it and really appreciate it if members from the audience that haven't tried it would do so and let me know their thoughts, especially if you're on anabolic steroids.
Yeah.
You know, we won't use your last name, but I want to hear from you as to just how much of a difference it made. Love to know what you're taking, how much, and how big of a difference it made. As you heard here, these are not powder puff dosages of anabolics. You know, a combined almost gram a week of test and DECA plus Anavar is nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah.
So.
All right, so we're going to see you next week, Rob.
Yes, sir. Can't wait for it.
All right. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up with installment number two of the ketogenic diet and cancer. I'm working hard to gather as many exciting cases of this phenomenon to have on the show, different types of cancers and so on, because I want to inspire people to talk about it with their friends, and let people know that there may be other modalities to treating and containing, more importantly, their cancer. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in now for this special episode, Ketogenic Diet and Cancer, we're going to be doing a series of these interviews, and hopefully we're going to have some different types of cancers too. I'm looking for someone who's suffered from colon cancer, another very popular cancer, who's used the ketogenic diet as a therapeutic approach. So if you know anybody out there, please put them in touch with the show. So my guest today has been dealing with a brain tumor. His name is Phil James. How you doing, Phil?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Thanks.
Thanks for being here today.
That's right, Phil.
So let's talk about where this began for you. When were you diagnosed with this? You have an astrocytoma, right?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
When were you diagnosed with it?
I was diagnosed with this in very late December. It was in January, and it was just about 2 weeks after my 30th birthday.
So this year?
Yes.
Okay, so what were your symptoms? How were you diagnosed?
I actually didn't have any symptoms at all. I was just very tired one night. This was on Christmas night, actually. And then I went to bed with my now fiancé. And I woke up in a hospital with a paramedic telling me that I'd had an epileptic seizure.
Interesting. Okay, so they do, a CT scan of your brain, and they find this astrocytoma?
Yeah, I think I had quite a few different scans at the hospital there. And then the next thing I remember, some doctor coming to the front of my bed saying, we found a mass on the scan. It seems to be benign and very superficial. My first question to him was, is it in a difficult area? And he said, I know what you're trying to ask me, Mr. James. You're trying to ask me if this is inoperable. And he says, it seems to be very operable to me, but we will refer you to a neuro-oncology unit to assess it further.
So what region of the brain is it actually in?
It's in the front right lobe.
And what is that area of the brain responsible for?
It's kind of like, because of the location of this, the anterior margin, it goes quite deep. So if they couldn't take out... it's 80% they got out in surgery, and the other 20% was too deep into the left motor cortex. So we're talking about left hand movement and my left leg.
Okay. Now, but you've been fortunate. You haven't had any symptoms prior to the diagnosis because of this seizure. You have had no symptoms, nothing at all, that would even make you think, gee, I wonder if there's something wrong with me.
Yeah, I mean, I did have 10 years worth of increasing anxiety, but the location of the tumor doesn't really seem to be one that would interfere with anxiety.
Interesting.
Yeah, but they said that just the fact that you have a tumor can change the way the brain processes fear and so on.
Now, so you've had the majority of this tumor removed. There's about 5 centimeters left behind, correct? I mean, five millimeters?
5 millimeters, yeah.
I'm sorry. 5 centimeters would be a big piece. So the surgery was fairly uneventful?
It was 4 hours long. I was asleep for it. And I recovered pretty quickly, yeah. So it was pretty standard. And that was at Walton in Liverpool.
And when was the surgery?
The surgery was... that would have been early January.
Okay. Now, an astrocytoma is not an aggressive tumor, right?
Well, I was told when I was diagnosed that it's an aggressive form of tumor. But I since learned that, you know, you can live to, it's possible to live to 10 years with the standard protocols.
And what is the standard standard of care for an astrocytoma, since it is not considered a malignant tumor, it's considered benign? Do they still do the same chemo and radiation and all that sort of stuff?
Well, mine is a grade 3, so it's an anaplastic astrocytoma, so it is considered malignant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's basically just one down from what Pablo has, which is a glioblastoma grade 4.
Okay. This is considered an aggressive tumor at that stage 3. So removing the large portion of it, but you still have to control its growth moving forward in your life, right?
Yes, definitely. The first part of my whole protocol was all about control, and now it's very much about getting rid of as much of it as possible and hopefully you get in the stem cells.
So when you were released from by the oncology team that worked with you after the surgery, did they give you any dietary recommendations? Did they talk to you about diet? Or did they just not even mention that and just sent you home?
No, I was told very quite bluntly that this thing will kill me and that the best they can do for me is what they called the gold standard, and I don't think it's very gold, to be honest. I mean, I'm not saying it's useless. I would never say that. I'm just saying that it's this standard protocol that of chemo and radiation is over relied upon.
So they told you that, look, we've gotten 90% of it out. You've got this 5 millimeters in there. It's going to continue to grow. It will kill you. Your life will end someday because of this this brain tumor.
That's what they told me, yeah. At that stage, when they first discovered it, it was actually 6 centimeters. So it was quite large when I had this seizure. And when I had the operation and they took the 80% out, so there was just... there was no active part left. There was nothing glowing on the scan. But obviously because they'd done a biopsy and realized that it was cancer cells in there, then there was a high chance that it was going to grow back.
Okay, so they don't give you any guidance on diet.
No guidance whatsoever on diet.
Do they give you any guidance on any therapy that's designed to suppress or put it into suspended animation where it would not continue to grow?
Oh, not at all. I was in quite a panic asking lots of questions. I was asking, what about immunotherapy? What about this? What about that? Things that I'd heard in the news and so on. And I asked about things like proton therapy, and they just told me it was overhyped and it's only good for children. I was just lucky that I ignored their advice and did my own research online. And I typed in the ketogenic diet after I found out.
Why the ketogenic diet? Where did you first hear about the ketogenic diet. Why did you even search for it?
Okay, so my first sort of search term, I guess, would have been long-term survivors of brain cancer. And I came across a guy called Dave Bolton. And I noticed that in his website, he was on a trial for it at the same hospital where I'd had my surgery. But I wasn't eligible for it because it's only for grade fours. So I then just went on to search about the ketogenic diet to see if I could go on this myself.
Right. And so you end up at websites that talk about the ketogenic diet. Do they all talk about the ketogenic diet for treating cancer, or are they just talking about the ketogenic diet as a dietary template for losing weight and maybe treating Alzheimer's and that sort of stuff?
It was all about cancer on the websites I was looking at. I discovered Andrew Scarborough through Dave Bolton, because obviously once I typed in ketogenic diet on YouTube, then I saw a video of Andrew Scarborough being interviewed at, I think it was a paleo conference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in fact, Andrew had an astrocytoma as well, if I remember correctly.
Yes, yeah. He has his on the other side, yeah.
I'm just curious. Yours was on the left side, right?
Mine's on the right side.
Right side.
On the left.
Right side. So yours is on the right side. Are you right-handed or left-handed?
I am right-handed.
Do you use a cell phone?
I do use a cell phone, but I don't put it near my head anymore.
Okay, but back then, before you were diagnosed, did you use a cell phone like the rest of us do and hold it up?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
And do you use a cell phone? Were you on your cell phone throughout the day? You say a total of all phone calls inclusive more than an hour or less than an hour a day?
To be honest, I was on it extensively the year before because I was in a long-distance relationship at the time, and it wouldn't be Skype calls, it would be on the mobile phone.
Right.
So in the evenings it was, you know, long phone calls.
I wonder if Andrew's left-handed. I'm just curious. I'll have to reach out to him and ask him. So,
yeah.
So anyway, so you start doing this reading about the ketogenic diet, and then you decide, I guess, to enlist it and try it yourself?
Yeah. I mean, it was very difficult to learn how to become very strict with it because I've since learned that you do have to be very strict if you're doing it for cancer management.
Yeah.
So at the start, a bit like Pablo, I just cut out all the rubbish food. No more Snickers bars. and I mean, before my diet was absolutely awful. I mean, I think the other two guys kind of have an advantage in that their diets weren't so bad before this happened to them, whereas mine was what I would probably call the indulgence diet.
Right. Okay. And that's honest. That's good. And so, how long after you had your surgery did you start to use the ketogenic diet as a therapy?
It was probably about 2 weeks before radiotherapy started.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Okay, so I would imagine that after radiotherapy, after the surgery, you are setting up regular return visits to scan and see what this the amount of mass that they've left behind is doing, right?
Well, they don't actually scan you during radiotherapy treatment. So I had a scan just before it starts, which they use to plan where they're going to irradiate your brain.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered that scan disc from the hospital so I could look at it at home and look through all the slides, and I could see a white matter lesion, probably about 4 millimeters or so, but looked like it might go active at some point. So I then started taking CBD oil, which has been legal in the UK for about a year and a half now, I think.
CBD is very popular here as well now, as well. I mean, it's becoming more and more popular, especially for cancer. So you started taking CBD oil, and you were also engaging the ketogenic diet at that time?
Yes, yes. Okay. I went into ketosis probably the week before it started. And I think the highest I got up to was about 3.5 millimolar.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. And so are you using any exogenous ketone supplements, any Keto Force or...
Yeah, I use Keto Force, yeah.
Yeah. How do you use it? You use it first thing in the morning when you get up?
Yeah, first thing in the morning. And then I probably do some, like, Pilates or a bit of yoga.
Are you eating lots of red meat and dairy products?
No, actually, I have to avoid all dairy because of the omega-6 content. Uh-huh. I try to keep my DHA omega-3 higher than my omega-6.
Okay, got it. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. All right, I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk more. I've got lots of questions. Again, the purpose of these interviews is to give people out there who may be dealing with cancer or even... if you know someone who's dealing with cancer, some hope, because it's a very, very scary situation. And if you listen to the medical orthodoxy, you're going to die from it. But there may be another side to the story. From what I've seen over the past few years, there is. Stay tuned.
The smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
100% avian eggshell membrane and sternum cartilage TendoGuard is a proprietary patented dietary supplement formula containing a perfect balance of collagen type 1, type 2, type 5, type 10, hyaluronic acid, chondroitin sulfate, and mucopolysaccharides. TendoGuard naturally contains anti-inflammatory and antibacterial compounds to support tendon recovery and to maintain healthy and strong mechanical properties of tendons, bones, and joint functions.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the TendoGuard banner ad. Use coupon code TendoGuard for 15% off today.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. I eat during the breaks. So we're talking with Phil James.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I was actually shoveling food in my mouth as coming out of the break. So now I'm choking. So when did you go for any? How about some follow up scans? Have you had any?
Yes. About a month after radiotherapy stopped, I had my first post therapy MRI scan. And I was told that this is a really good scan. This is better than expected. And I asked my oncologist, my parents asked my oncologist if this was because of the diet. And my oncologist was almost like he didn't want to admit it. But it was kind of like he said, because... it would be unethical to tell the same type of patient to go through radiotherapy, but make sure you don't do this diet would be unethical, right? So we'll never know. When I went to my local GP, or my local doctor or physician, she was very much like, obviously, you've had something happen here which is out of the ordinary, and the one thing that's different with you is that you're very proactive and you're doing this diet in quite a strict manner. So I would advise you to keep doing it. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing ever since.
You know, it's always sad to me when doctors are not open-minded enough, like oncologists. It really is. I mean, I've actually had firsthand dealings with this with my brother-in-law, who had a very similar situation many years ago. And we literally cured him of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma using a high-fat, high-protein, no-carbohydrate diet, and then ginger extract also, because we took the opportunity. He had a mass in his stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And you can deliver ginger extract right to the stomach, and it has an amazing effect on shrinking these masses. But with that being said, I went with him to his oncologist, and I asked the oncologist, how many times have you ever seen this? And he goes, it always goes away after chemo. I said, no, how many times have you seen it disappear before chemo? He said, this is the first time. And when I said to him, would you like to know what we did with him? And he goes, yeah. And I said, yeah, well, you know, we cut carbs out of his diet and we had him on ginger. He goes, no, that wasn't that. He just went, no, it wasn't that. I was like, yeah, okay.
It's a bizarre situation. I mean, I don't know if it's the kind of, I think really it's just misguided medicine. I mean, if you ever, do you know of Dr. Colin Champ at all?
No, I don't.
He's a, like a oncologist, in New Jersey, I think. And he's very pro ketogenic diet, and he's done a lot of research on it and its effects on glioblastoma. It's just amazing how, with all the research this guy has produced, and Dominic D'Agostino, you know, how that can be so ignored. I don't understand the reliance on chemotherapy.
So let me shed some light on you about the United States.
Right.
There's actually a lobbying group that lobbies the American government to make sure that chemotherapy is the standard of care for treating cancer. Now think about that. They have to lobby the government to make sure that they stay at the top of the list of the ways to treat cancer. So, I mean, let's face it. If chemo worked and it didn't hurt people in the mix, they wouldn't have to lobby the government to keep it locked in there. People would want it. The truth is that people don't want chemo. They don't want chemo.
Yeah, this is something I was afraid of, actually. You know, I've thought about it a lot, and it's one of those things that you just don't want to believe, you know? It's just so horrible, because you grow up thinking a doctor's supposed to help you.
It's not the doctor's fault. The doctors and the patients are caught in the same scheme. That the scheme is created by the medical orthodoxy, the authorities having jurisdiction on how medicine is practiced, and the pharmaceutical companies. You know, a dose of chemo, like cisplatin, costs a physician about $800, but he charges anywhere between $5,000 and $8,000 for a treatment. He does that in office. That's pure profit. If a physician does 5 chemo treatments a day, I mean, you kidding me? This guy's making millions of dollars. Why would he want that to go away? Why would he want to treat it with a diet that he makes nothing on?
Yeah, it's pharmaceutical reps, right?
Well, the pharmaceutical industry, the pharmaceutical rep has a job. You know, it's like saying the military, right? The soldiers. The soldiers don't make the decisions on how to do their job. They're told from above. And so it's not the pharmaceutical reps. The pharmaceutical rep just wants to earn a living, get his kids through private school, and so he follows the direction. It's the industry itself. It's the people at the top of the industry. It's the people who are promoting these products and saying that they're good, and then they tell the reps, this is how you sell it. So it's really not the reps. It really goes further up the chain than that.
Well, I'd already made up a decision before I had radiotherapy that I was not going to do chemo. I mean, radiotherapy was bad enough. But if they were going to suggest chemo, then they'd have a fight on their hands if that was going to be the case.
Did they suggest it, and did you turn it down, or did it just never came up?
It never came up, luckily, because I've had such a good scan result after the therapy.
Well, it also should be said that because of the efficiency of the blood-brain barrier, chemo doesn't work on 99% of brain tumors.
Oh, of course, yeah.
It just doesn't get there. So you kill everything good in the body, and you don't even get to the source of the problem. And then radiation therapy, if I remember correctly, has a high probability of actually stimulating growth in some tumors, especially astrocytomas.
Mm.
So radiation therapy doesn't always work. In fact, quite often, it'll make the tumor grow faster. It could be the fact that you were on the ketogenic diet already that it was inconsequential,
exactly.
That it didn't make yours grow.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I had to adjust my protocol going through treatment to negate the problems associated with radiotherapy.
Right.
I mean, it is possible to do that with chemo, but it's much, much harder.
So, right now, what is the size of the mass that's still left behind?
What's left behind is an inactive 5-millimeter dying tumor. So it may even get smaller on its own, the way it's going.
Is it considered in suspended animation? Is it just dormant? What do they call that when it's not growing? Stable?
They believe it's shrinking. Still shrinking.
So there's a good probability that if you stay if you continue to do this long enough, that it will be gone.
Yes.
So yeah, what happens? So okay, so I have to take a break. I'm being told I have to take a break. Okay. I want to know what happens when it's gone. Do you go back to the crappy lifestyle? That's the question that I want to ask you.
Yeah.
When we come back, stay tuned, my brother.
Properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulus. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients, just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I was not eating during that break. So Dr. Dominic D'Agostino just posted on Facebook a study that addresses overcoming chemo resistance and enhancing the standard of care. Ketogenic diets enhance oxidative stress and radio chemotherapy response in lung cancer. So this is exactly what we're talking about.
Mm.
Okay, so do you feel deprived? Do you feel the way you're eating, you're somehow deprived? Do you think that you could do this for the rest of your life?
Yeah, I do, to be honest, because, for the past 4 years, I've worked at a company called Gaia Technologies, and I worked there as a 3D modeler for science lessons. And the blessing in disguise through this really scary journey has been learning how the human body is meant to live, how it was designed to live, rather than all the guesswork in the Western diet. And I've always loved seafood anyway, and for brain cancer management especially, the seafood and the fish and the DHA is so vitally important to me. But I've always enjoyed seafood anyway, so... And I just don't want to risk it as well. I have a huge fear of death, which fuels my drive to find out more research and to help others and to prolong my life and hopefully cure this thing eventually.
So I'm in ketosis right now.
Yeah.
I feel almost euphoric when I'm in ketosis. I even don't want to even eat because I don't want to break the way I feel. If you can get over the difficulty in socialization, going out with friends and having dinner and being able to eat the right way and getting the waitress not to look at you like you're crazy because you... I mean, one day recently when I was in Montana and I had started my journey back into a ketogenic diet, I had a steak and I asked them for hollandaise sauce. And I literally drank the balance of the hollandaise sauce because I wanted that fat. So,
yeah.
Short of the awkward social side of being in a ketogenic diet, and you never talk about it. If you say something to somebody, then they want to know why. You just order the way you have to order. But short of that, the reality is that eating a ketogenic diet is really very, very simple. It's very satisfying. And quite frankly, food does not become the centerpiece of your happiness any longer.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm not doing therapeutic fasting at the moment, but during radiotherapy, I was doing a lot of it. But I have lost an extreme amount of weight on this diet.
But it's all fat, right? It was all fat.
Yeah, it was all fat. Yeah. So now I'm just building up lean muscle again.
Now, your fiancé's name is Rebecca, right?
No, my fiancé is called Nicola.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got you confused with Pablo yesterday. I apologize.
Right, that's right.
Okay, so does she eat keto also? What's her name, Nicola?
Yeah, Nicola. She isn't really into my diet. She does have haddock, I guess. And she's interested to learn how to do keto baking, and there's plenty of ways to do that.
Yeah.
But we'll probably get more into that when we move in together.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously the other thing is that the people you live with don't have to be keto. If they are, it just makes it more fun for you. But the reality is that I can eat anything I want, but there are certain things I don't eat. And if I go out to dinner with somebody or I'm having dinner at somebody's house, and they want to have bread, they can have bread. I can eat the butter, you know. So
yeah, it's true. I mean, when I'm out at restaurants, it's very difficult here because the ketogenic diet is still so niche and unknown in the UK, and it's finally starting to gather some pace thanks to everything that's happening here, and all the work Dominic D'Agostino is doing. But when I go out to a restaurant, I'm always looking for the fish, and
you're looking for fatty fish, right? You eat salmon, the mackerel, the fatty
mackerel,
fish,
salmon.
Yeah. And I have to tell you, I believe having a piece of salmon three or four times a week is much better for you than taking fish oil supplements, because there's something intrinsically different about eating a piece of fatty fish than taking 3 grams of fish oil. It's just different. It's just different.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So,
I mean, yeah, I mean, I do take a supplement called More DHA because it has a good ratio of DHA to EPA, where the EPA is lower.
But those fats, just like polyunsaturated fats, they do not contribute to the ketone production, correct?
I'm not too sure about that. As far as I know, it's just vitally important that I get the DHA into the brain. I mean, I know that there was a study done recently from Newcastle University that spread a load of, well, the media got it wrong. They misinterpreted what the study was. The media said all fats feed cancer, which was obviously quite a very horrifying sight for me and Andrew Scarborough.
Right, right.
And then we looked further into this study and we saw that what the study was actually saying is not all fats do this. It's omega-6 that can be used as fuel for cancer because it can cause inflammation, right?
Right.
But DHA, it's impossible for that to be used as a fuel for cancer growth. So we just try to consume as much of this as possible because, you know, you can live off that. And if you can make ketones out of it, I'm not sure about that, but if you can make the ketones, which they're also cytotoxic to a tumor, right?
Right.
So either way, whether they're making ketones or not, DHA and beta hydroxybutate, they're both vitally important to what we're trying to do here.
Yeah, and I agree. I want to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk to you about supplements that you take. I know you take Keto Force now. I want to find out what other supplements that you take, and I also want to find out about your exercise regimen. We're talking right now, we're talking to Phil James about his journey in using the ketogenic diet as a therapeutic approach to treating a brain tumor. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips
just aren't what they used to be.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
See the thing about you that caught my eye.
Welcome back.
Is the same thing that makes me change.
So, Phil, do you go to the gym? Do you train at all?
I try to avoid gyms because another huge part of my protocol is a light environment for melatonin and so on, and keeping a good circadian rhythm. This is very important for brain cancer. So in the evenings, I put on a pair of blue blocker shades, which block out the blue light.
But wait. The only time to go to the gym is in the evening?
Oh, no. I just have to avoid artificial indoor lighting.
So how do you go? Don't they have artificial indoor lighting at work?
They're quite good. They let me turn off the middle row of lights, and I just have my blue blocker shades on when I'm at the computer.
So I've never heard this. I've heard lots of reasons why people won't go to the gym and exercise. You know, exercise has been shown to increase brain-defining growth factors that increase neuroplasticity.
And so, yeah, I do exercise at home.
Okay. So you do train at home then? Would you do body weight type stuff, push-ups, sit-ups, that sort of stuff?
Well, it's mainly kind of low-intensive stuff. It's like Pilates and yoga and a couple of door pull-ups and so on.
Gotcha. Okay, that's good. That's good. So since you talked about melatonin, I was curious about your supplementation. I was also curious if you supplement with melatonin.
I don't supplement with that yet, because it's just one of these situations where you can throw the kitchen sink at it and, you know, you're doing too much and it's like, I think I've got kind of like a simple thing that I know works for me.
Right.
And as long as I'm regulating my light environment, then I shouldn't have any problems with melatonin. And I wake up at 6 in the morning when it's light, and I go to bed when just before my melatonin kicks in around 9:30.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan of blue blockers also. I put them on at 7 o'clock so I can be in bed by 9. Okay, so, and obviously you're still young. How old are you now?
30.
Yeah, I mean, you're too young to start fooling around with melatonin. When you hit 40, you can start playing around with it. What other supplements? Do you have any other supplements that you use that are designed to help you with your treatment?
Yeah, I take curcumin with bioperine to just make it active. Some people know that as things like turmeric and so on.
Right.
There's obviously the more DHA. That's the most important one. I take four of them a day. I'll take a flaxseed oil in the morning as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll usually put that in with a kind of, they're like nut protein nuts, I guess. And I measure them out so that I don't go over my macros for protein in the day. So I get the protein out of the way first of all, and then I'll probably do my exercises after that. Then I'll clock on and work from 9 till 5:30. Because I work from home now, you see.
So what kind of ratios do you eat? How far down do you push your protein? Do you go like a 3-to-1 or 4-to-1 fat to combined protein and carbs? Or do you do a 2-to-1, 1-to-1? How do you do it?
Oh, God, I'm not too sure on the actual level on that, to be honest. And it's very low. I don't think I go beyond 20 grams, I guess.
20 grams of?
Protein
a day, yeah. But yet you have not lost muscle. You've just lost fat, correct?
Yeah, I've just lost a load of fat. I was about 11 stone 4 when I first was diagnosed. And now I'm about 8 stone 5. So
what is that? What is
that?
What does that convert to, even in kilos? Let's say.
Oh, I can just check that for you on Ketonics. If you bear with me,
I still haven't gotten the whole stone thing down yet.
Yeah, I know it's annoying that we keep changing these things, isn't it?
So like one Ketonics. Stone. I'm just curious. I'm looking at the same time. How many stones is 1 kilo? Many. People out in the audience probably yelling it right now.
Yeah, they probably are. Okay, here we go. So it's, at the moment, it is 53.2.
Kilos.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's a good weight. That's a good weight.
And I'm 5'8".
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good weight for you. So what do you want? There are people listening to the show probably who are either battling cancer or know someone who's battling cancer. What do you want to say to them about how they're going to be treated by most oncologists and what they should know about the ketogenic diet?
Well, I just want to reach out to as many people as possible because you kind of... It's a horrible, scary journey to be on, and obviously you think about your own survival instinct, which always kicks in. But because it's so horrible, and when you see other people going through it, like when I was doing radiotherapy, you have to be at the hospital every weekday. So I was around lots and lots of other cancer patients, and I tried my hardest to reach out to as many people as I possibly could, you know, just when you sit down and have a friendly chat with someone. And it sort of taught me to try and explain this diet and what I'm doing in a kind of layman's terms sort of thing, and try not to over-science them and scare them off, you know. I sometimes worry that I obsess about the survival around my family and so on, and, you know, because it scares them as well, right? But,
Well, when you say you obsess around your family, do you feel that you talk too much about it?
Yeah, I think I
do. But Phil, you just got diagnosed in January
of
this year.
Yeah.
That's a lot to process. None of us really, you know, all of us know we're going to die. But none of us know we're going to die in 3 months or 6 months or 8 months. That would pretty much fixate all of your attention on living as long as you can. So you need to cut yourself some slack. In a couple years, this will become more in the rearview mirror. And then a couple years from then, you know, you'll be confident that you actually have the ability to keep yourself alive. But you just got diagnosed in January, 6 months later.
I would think I would be fixated on it. I'd want to only talk about that if I was you.
Yeah, I know. It's just one of those things where, you know, you're the patient and other people, they're not the patient. So it's very difficult for them to understand why you're kind of self-counseling yourself.
Oh, and then don't worry about why they can't understand. So I had a researcher from the UK on my show probably about 6 years ago who did a study that looked at the number of times a person has to be in a life-threatening situation before they actually change the high-risk behavior that put them there. Got it? So a cigarette smoker gets diagnosed with lung cancer. He says, God, please let me live. I'll never smoke a cigarette again. They quit the cigarettes. They go through the process. They come out the other side. They're cancer-free. And within 6 or 7 months, they're smoking again. Right? Oh, yeah. So we know that this is the way people are.
And
my point is, no one, not even your mom or dad who love you so much, can understand what it feels like to be looking down the barrel of being dead soon and wanting to change the outcome. No one, except the person who has been diagnosed with being dead soon.
Yeah, it's true. It's also like I've been through that lifestyle where it's all about indulgence, right, and not having a care in the world and just eating whatever I want. But, you know, now I know the truth about the way I was living. I kind of want to help the people I love get onto this lifestyle because I know that it's going to keep them around me longer.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen unless they get a diagnosis. So that's the problem, right? Look, the ketogenic diet actually can help mitigate the effects of Alzheimer's disease. We know that now. I have a friend. She's not really a friend. She's an acquaintance. She is an ER nurse. She's a surgery nurse, okay? So she understands medicine. Her mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease about 5 years ago. 5 years ago, I started telling her about the ketogenic diet because there was research coming out of the West Coast at a UCLA saying that ketones, the Alzheimer brain can run on ketones, and she had no interest in hearing about it. Her mother progressed and got worse. Patrick Arnold came out with KetoForce. I said, look, he was actually a sponsor on my show at the time. I said, I have a guy who's a sponsor of my show. He makes this product. Why don't you buy a bottle? Give her a shot of it. See if she gets lucid. See if she gets clear-headed. See if all of a sudden her brain starts firing. If that's the case, you can give her 2 or 3 of these a day. And she wasn't even interested in ordering this supplement. Now, she's a flipping surgery nurse. And now, I just found out a couple weeks ago, they're putting her mother in a nursing home. See, if you're not wearing the shoe that hurts, you don't care about the foot pain.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but I'm not the only person in this family that has a neurological condition. Last year, my fiance's uncle was diagnosed with motor neurons disease. And I recently found out that this diet is now being trialed on that.
Right.
But I'm being told that it's kind of too late for him, which is...
It's never too late. How do they know it's too late? If he tries it and all of a sudden... I don't believe that it's too late. I don't believe it. It's not too late until your heart stops beating and your lungs stop breathing.
Well, this is the thing. If I was in that situation, I'd be doing whatever I could, no matter what condition I was in. But an important point I want to get across here is that I was living a very indulgent life, right? Have you ever been to one of them restaurants where they cook all the food right in front of you from scratch?
No, I have not. I have not.
Okay, well, it's like a sort of trend, I guess, that's happening. But imagine if that happened at McDonald's, right? Imagine if you went in to a McDonald's and you went through a factory of what they do to make a burger there.
Right.
By the time the customers got to the front desk, they'd all need sick bags.
Yeah, right. They wouldn't want to eat it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
No, you're right. But people don't want to know what's in their food. They just don't even have any interest.
Yeah.
They just want to eat it. They don't want to know the truth about anything. So, listen, we've come to the end of the interview. I want to thank you for coming on and sharing your story. I wish you all the luck in the world, and I hope to be able to interview you in a year.
Thank you very much, Carl.
Take care.
Take care of yourself. See ya.
See ya.
All right, so there you have it. Another installment on the ketogenic diet and cancer series. We've got more, I can promise you. We're going to have lots of good discussions about this. And that's the end of today's show. Don't forget to visit CoachRobRegish.com. Show him some love for his first hour show. And we'll see you by tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field?